anyone here is in advertising or marketing, kill yourself.
Anarchism is not bombs, disorder, or chaos. It is not robbery and murder. It is not a war of each against all. Anarchists stand for anarchy, anti-capitalism, anti-racism, anti-authoritarianism, internationalism, autonomy, direct democracy, ecology, self-organization, solidarity, anti-fascism, anti-neoliberalism, anti-nationalism, atheism, equality, and freedom.
Tune in to Subversion 1312, the 4ZZZ Anarchy Show.
Tuesday from 9 till 10 p.m. on 102.1 FM or streaming 4ZZZFM.org.au.
How about trying this future on for size?
Good evening. You're on Subversion 1312 on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. My name is Linda and I'm here with Mark.
Hi.
And Nathan.
Hey.
And thank you for tuning in. Coming up on tonight's show, we're going to be talking about music and some music that's sort of made for a topic, in particular sort of for fundraising or some sort of particular issue. And we've also got Bad Cop, No Donut coming up as well. And Subversion 1312 is broadcast live on 4ZZZ, streaming and on demand at 4ZZZ.org.au, podcast at Radio for All, Internet Archive, Autonomous Section Radio.com, and now on the Channel Zero Network. And today I uploaded our second episode for the Channel Zero Network.
Yeah, so you can get it into you however you like.
Yeah. And there's an app being developed for the Channel Zero Network too.
Oh, whoa.
I hope that wasn't a secret.
Oh, cat's out of the bag.
Yeah. So that's at channelzeronetwork.com. So I was driving here tonight and I realized that this particular song should be our theme song, should be the song we
Absolutely.
Play every week, as well as playing Chumbawamba.
This should be another theme song.
Yes.
Well, I don't know what it is yet until you play it, but I'm excited to hear it.
The human race. Anarchism. A social philosophy which aims at the emancipation, economic, social, political, and spiritual of the human race.
The human race.
This is the moment we have become. Reflection on this confuses some. Smiles and handshakes is all that we got. And your word means something, you'll believe it or not. And this is the moment we have become. This is the moment we have become.
Yo, this is the moment. Wish for atonement. Flee from the sinking ships with the rodents. The animals are farthing wood. Strike like radical anarchists should. On a 1905 thing, not 9 into 5 in. We don't see the point like nihilists fighting. Reading Das Kapital out loud. More strikes than Radamel Falcao. And how? Stand down and listen. Ban how tactician. They're planning a cash cow that's prison. And now fascism. We'll bash the fashion a little more. QELD rapping Spanish Civil War now. CNT telephone exchange shit. Not no BMP xenophobic racist whose style is far right. You're a vile facade like your Nigel Farage type, still liking apartheid.
This is the moment we have become. Reflection on this confuses some. Smiles and handshakes is all that we got. And your word means something, you'll believe it or not. And this is the moment we have become.
that flavor and it's fresh, fresh. Check your behavior and it's best, best. Coast be the reason that I'm fucking scheming. All in due time and it's all in due season. All we see is grievance. We can make our own agreements. No government is needed. Power and control. The system need to fold. No police, no state. Girl, watch what you work for. Sick of being piss poor. Unfile that leader. Boss yourself instead. Respect, share knowledge. I'll live before we're dead. They need us, but we don't need them. This is the moment we have become. Reflection on this confuses some. Smiles and handshakes is all that we got. And your word means something, you'll believe it or not. And this is the moment we have become. This is the moment we have become.
The future, break the past. Sometimes change is fast. The game ain't age old. These chains ain't made to last. Keep your faces masked, cause it's cold out there. And the majority in poverty just trying to hold out there. This is the moment when money talks the loudest. Counting your pennies while they're counting their houses. We ain't dumb, we know they're lying to us, man. And it's not only their integrity that's dying in their hands. So fuck them, cause I don't plead to no killers. Holding tightly to the dignity they don't give us. Fuck a party, I won't vote for my freedom. They're all the same, you can't fit a Rizzler between them. No ballots, just NPCs and pens. We don't seek amends, no, these MCs need revenge. QELD and DDM came to breach the peace again. Guillotines dropping to the BPM.
This is the moment we have become. Reflection on this confuses some. Smiles and handshakes is all that we got. And your word means something, you'll believe it or not. And this is the moment we have become. This is the moment we have become.
Where did you get this?
Your friendly neighborhood anarchist.
More of an anarchist militant.
People involved in social struggles than everybody else.
People have been waiting for some content.
Radio and show.
The final straw, and I'm William Goodenough.
And I'm Percy Goodness.
The final straw radio.noblogs.org.
If you're listening, you are the resistance.
Little bit of gold shining in the murky water. Glistening diamonds on random street corners. Treasure chest of hope waiting to be discovered. Uncover, undercover, below the radar. Big brother, when we start picking on each other, tell the world that we love her. Tell the world,
tell the world.
Little bit of gold shining in the murky water. Glistening diamonds on random street corners. Treasure chest of hope waiting to be discovered. Uncover, undercover, below the radar. Big brother, when we start picking on each other, tell the world that we love her. Tell the world,
tell the world.
Let them know, let them know.
The key like DMT to Terrence McKenna. Searching for them sacred blue apples on life's adventures. Unlock all blocks, way we really truly meant to. Propel our present and carry on, still remember. History stolen by mad rulers with cruel agendas. Pretending they superior, fearing that we surrender. Either let them get us penned up or pen up. We ink filling pages on stages with lasers like Lyric Tesla. Breaking ground with the sound of an earth tremor. Enter the calm before the storm, we in the center. Universal dispersal of data in a sense of flux. In amongst some ups and downs, seems you got stuck. So we here to unstuck, yeah, till you be yelling. Yeah, piss higher than upper echelons in their deck chairs. Uppercut with a subsonic ruckus to chase them up the stairs. Reclaiming our resources and sharing them till them get there. Only diamond worth mining or finding is the one within. May it never dim to me, it's so magnificent. You may try deny it, though trust me, it's evident. When your eyes light up shining brighter than any halogen. Only diamond worth mining or finding is the one within. May it never burn out, no, may it never get dim. When I'm on the mic like a diamond gem, like mad money making. Better when I'm breaking bread with friends and all the money in the mint.
In the darkest place, I find the sweetest things. In the roughest face, a smile can bring warmth to the heart, light to the dark. An angelic spark, it'll leave its mark. Raw and stark, angry dogs bark. Dogs smell fear, but there ain't none here. Tell the world, tell the world. Tell the world that we love her.
on path each one of us do in our heart.
When do we truly know who we are?
Then and only then can we start moving, improving, let's all embrace.
When do we truly realize we are
messengers with purpose, once on path each one of us do in our part.
Tell the world that we love her.
Only diamond with my understanding is the one within. May it never dim to me, it's so magnificent. You may try to deny it, though trust me, it's evident. When your eyes light up shining brighter than any halogen. Only diamond with my understanding is the one within. May it never burn out, no, may it never get dim. When I'm on the mic like a diamond gem, like mad money making. When I'm breaking bread with friends and all the money in the mint.
That was the wrong song, wasn't it?
Not that song by Combat Wombat, but the song before that. It was the right artist.
Wrong song.
The wrong song at the right time.
Yeah. So the last one was the one we want to be our new theme song.
No, that was a totally different artist. Combat Wombat, Tell the World. Before that was QELD and Drowning Dog and Melitesta with This Is The Moment, and the song I want to play now, we'll play a bit later, it's called ACAB.
And which, that's going to be the one that we want to be our new theme song.
Well, it's 1312, what our
yeah
name of the show is, 1312.
Uh-huh.
All Cops Are Bastards. So it's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the way it should be. Combat
so we'll
Wombat.
Listen to that later.
Yeah, Combat Wombat have been active in Melbourne. They did a Renegade sound system, street sound system show.
Cool.
Yeah, which is part of a protest for the dire situation that refugees are in on Manus Island.
Yeah.
And Nauru as well. While we're at it. Now, we're going to play a song after I talk about it, which I came across, and it's a song which was dedicated to Elijah Doherty, who is a 14-year-old boy in Kalgoorlie, Western Australia, who was killed last year, and the song is called Song for Elijah. Who is Elijah? Elijah was killed when a car struck the motorbike he was riding in August last year. The driver was going 67 kilometres an hour when he hit Elijah, who rolled or tumbled under the vehicle. This is kind of in dirt roads,
yeah,
too. The driver, whose name has been suppressed, probably for his own safety, admitted to driving too closely to the boy, but says he hit him because the motorbike veered in front of the car. The chase began because the motorbike Elijah was riding was stolen from the man the previous day. However, there is no evidence that Elijah actually had stolen the bike. Elijah died from multiple fatal injuries. Racial tensions in Calgary erupted after the incidents. A day after the boy was killed, a protest occurred outside the Calgary courthouse. Approximately 200 people, some armed with rocks and bottles, broke down the gates of the court and surrounded police, who used pepper spray and riot shields in response. 12 police officers were injured during the disorder, with one requiring stitches. While several demonstrators were arrested, 5 police cars and a local business were damaged. Local Indigenous broadcaster Debbie Carmody accused local anti-crime Facebook groups of inciting violence and murder against Indigenous youth. The driver was charged with manslaughter and found not guilty in July. He was convicted of the lesser charge, dangerous driving occasioning death. Song for Elijah. This song is a prayer for Elijah that his journey into the dreaming is guided by the ancestors and that our love will encompass his family through this time of mourning. Archie Roach. Song for Elijah, Wrap Our Arms Around You, is a message from the Dreaming. It is a track dedicated to a young soul whose love of animals, footy and natural knack for bush mechanics is deeply missed in his community. The mother of 14-year-old Aboriginal boy Elijah Doherty, whose death ignited protests across the country, has appealed for an end to racial divisions in Australia. This sparked a call to the collective consciousness of respected Australian musicians across the nation to join forces in support of Elijah and his family. We as singer-songwriters have a voice, and in times like this, I think we need to use it and give hope to those who think that all hope is lost. The journey to create a ripple for change started with the call out. So many amazing people came on board, and over a 6-week period, Song for Elijah was conceived. Culture, and that was Culture Edwards. All proceeds from the purchase of Song for Elijah, Wrap Our Arms Around You, will go towards supporting Elijah's family. And it was released on December 8th this year, which coincidentally was 4ZZZ's birthday. And I think that's number 42 for 4ZZZ. So the Song for Elijah features Culture Edwards, Archie Roach, Emma Donovan, Radical Son, Jimba, Possum Burns, Alana Atkinson, James Henry, David Bridey, Brendan Gallagher, and it's mixed and mastered by Nero Enzi and Andy Robertson, recorded at House Bilas Studios in Melbourne. And we're going to hear that song now.
I hear a mother crying in the wind. Never gonna be the same. His tears keep on falling across this sacred ground. There's whispers in the trees. We hear those ancestors calling. Let them wrap their arms around you. Let them wrap their arms around you. Elijah. Shed her tears. Now here we come together for you. Can you shine the lights down for us? Up there with the Dreamtime Warriors. Dreamtime Warriors.
Let the youth run free. Sure they make mistakes. Bring justice to the case. What a lie.
Well, we are there. had hopes and dreams. Cause he's got a really big family. I'm a really big family. P.S. This is from your boy TPB. All I wanna say is R.I.P. R.I.P. Wrap our arms around you.
All right, police, police.
Bad cop.
Nut. Donut.
Bad, 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 bad. Cop, 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 cop.
No, 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 no. Donut, 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 donut.
Cause I'm the law, and I rule.
Bad cop.
Nut. Donut.
Bad, 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 bad.
It's that time of the week again for Bad Cop No Donut 925. Nathan, what's your story for us tonight?
This is very funny one.
Is it a funny one?
I wouldn't say funny, but it's pretty bad.
It's a bit serious?
Yeah.
Okay, what is it?
Some guy got shot by a cop.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Mm-hmm.
He did a runner.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't serve to get shot. And he got... He went to jail for 20... He's gone in jail for 20 years.
Who did?
A cop.
So the police officer who shot him...
Yeah.
...is gone to jail for 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, this is a really good example of justice being served to police officers who use their guns... unnecessarily, because this guy was running away from him, wasn't he?
Yeah, like,
He wasn't running towards him, he was running away from him. The cop shot him in the back 6 times and he died.
Yeah.
And the cop's gone to jail for 20 years, you know, so this is, you know, a good thing, I guess.
So that sort of contrasts with the story I have, which is about a guy called Daniel Shaver, who was shot dead by a cop.
Yeah.
And the police officer has recently been found not guilty of his death, even though this man was unarmed and was begging for his life.
He was begging for his life.
And crying. You know, like, it's quite...
Why did he shoot him?
Because he moved. We've got a clip here of recording from the cop's video camera.
Mm.
The camera, yeah. And unfortunately, he moved to pull up his pants or something, and the cop shot him 5 times. So let's listen to this now. And there's a content warning.
Is this going to be a bit disturbing?
Yeah, there's a content warning.
Yeah.
Okay, young man, listen to my instructions and do not make a mistake. You are to keep your legs crossed. Do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
You are to put both of your hands, palms down, straight out in front of you. Push yourself up to a kneeling position. I said, keep your legs crossed! I didn't say this in conversation.
Put your
hands up in the air! You do that again, we're shooting you. Do you understand?
Please do not shoot me.
Then listen to my instructions.
I'm trying to do what you...
Don't talk! Listen! Hands straight up in the air. Do not put your hands down for any reason. You think you're going to fall, you better fall on your face. Your hands go back in the small of your back or down. We are going to shoot you. Do you understand me? Crawl towards me! Crawl towards me! Don't go! Get up on him. Okay, hold on him. One with me.
Yeah.
So that's basically it, and that's how long it takes to... end someone's life.
That
key card,
is
key card.
Awful, isn't it?
Key card.
Yeah. And a jury took something like 6 hours to find the officer not guilty.
How did they find him not guilty?
Well, the defense argued that the officer had a reasonable suspicion that Daniel Shaver did have a gun.
Oh.
And so when he moved to whatever, he put his arm back, which...
The police officer thought that he was going to take out a gun.
Yeah.
And they're trained to, react really quickly and assume that something bad is going to happen.
Yeah, so that's basically it. They found that he actually did follow protocol, and he said that if it happened again, he would do the same thing, because that's how they're trained. And last week when we interviewed Zoidberg, he mentioned that the more police officers get pimped up and kitted up in riot gear, the more scared they become. And these people, it's like an AR-50. He had that, and sort of like it creates this fear. And as I said before, everyone in America has guns, so.
Mm. You mean it creates the fear
that something bad, like something bad's going to happen
for the police officer, he's got this outfit on.
Yeah,
he's in his mind, he's like all geared up to, you know, for something bad to happen.
And they're very it's very militaristic the way he was behaving there.
It
was very militaristic.
So he becomes very tense, and then he just snaps.
Yeah,
and it's like, damn.
Yeah,
it's awful.
Yeah,
that poor guy.
We're gonna hear now from Rage Against the Machine and Guerrilla Radio.
In here, what better time than now?
Oh, hell, can't stop us now.
Rage Against the Machine and Guerrilla Radio, and that's what we are all about here on Subversion 1312 on 4ZZZ.
We love the Guerrilla.
And we're going to... I'm going to talk about this song now. It's called Horizon. It's by Code Rouge, and it's about Palestine. And last night, I watched that video of Daniel Shaver, and then for some reason I watched this video, Horizon by Code Rouge, and this video shows an Israeli soldier, and then there's various people, and one by one they run towards the soldier, and they have a Palestinian flag. And as they run, they're shot down. But then another person takes the flag and keeps running. Mm. And that's what this song is about. It's about that there'll always be someone...
A flag runner.
Yeah, there'll always be someone who is standing up against the Israeli occupation. So the lyrics to the song, I'll put it up on the 4ZZZ website, 4ZZZ.org.au. The show is Subversion 1312. The lyrics, just the end of the lyrics, it's you who are massacring at point blank range. You who spray a whole population with white phosphorus. You who destroy their roofs, their schools and their work. And yet it's you living in fear. You who is living on edge. Because each murder you'll find someone who will hold the flag. For each soul you take, 10 of them will stand up. 10 of them will fight and 10 of them will fall. And for those 10 who will fall, you will find 1,000 who will stand up. 1,000 on the front line, 1,000 who will fall. In your blood-stained hands, drowned in impunity. Until you are faced with a population of dignified and proud people, may that day be mine, may that day be yours, because we are all Palestinians. The song is actually in French, so that's why it's good to have a translation.
Bonjour.
And the lyrics.
Yes.
Les pas deviennent lourds, les jambes ne suivent plus. Voient ses frontières, l'horizon s'étale en continu. Hypocrisie, parle des droits de l'homme à la terrasse d'un yacht sous le soleil de midi. Quelle justice, c'est une purge quand ceux qui exécutent sont aussi avocats et juges. Blâme qui persiste sur cette terre qui t'a vu naître. Vivre est un acte terroriste, mais c'est plus fort que toi. Y a cette voix dans un coin de la tête du disque qui t'y résiste. Les balles sur toi n'ont qu'à se loger. Le renoncement est une mort si amère, plus dur à porter. Résister, c'est avant tout exister. Cette soif de liberté pour chaque soupir expiré. Cette fierté dont le plus grand des malheurs te pousse à relever la tête devant tes oppresseurs, des gars à égal au moins. Ils ont en face des êtres humains, non pas des chiens. Qu'ils ont en face des pères, des mères, de familles au pied d'un mur. Des gosses ne rêvant que de conjuguer leur vie au futur. Ils croient éteindre la flamme d'une bougie. Mais regardez nos cœurs, c'est un incendie. Oh combien manque le courage de ce peuple, refusant de s'agenouiller devant la troisième armée du monde.
Yeah. Là-bas, ils fêtent chaque jour le carnaval. Leur crime atroce se déguise en frappe chirurgicale. Malgré cela, quel exemple. Regardez leurs genoux fixés. Regardez les vôtres comme ils tremblent. C'est vous qui massacrez à bout portant. Vous qui aspergez toute une population phosphore blanc. Vous qui démolissez leurs toits, leurs écoles, leurs labeurs. Et pourtant, c'est vous qui vivez dans la peur. À fleur de peau. Car à chaque corps, sans vous laisser, vous trouverez quelqu'un qui portera le drapeau. Pour chaque âme volée, vous trouverez 10 qui se lèveront, 10 qui se battront, et 10 qui tomberont. Et pour ces 10 qui tomberont, vous trouverez 1000 qui se lèveront, 1000 se referont, 1000 qui tomberont devant ma plainte de sang noyé dans l'impunité. Jusqu'à trouver en face, digne et fier, un peuple entier se dresser. Que ce jour soit le mien, que ce jour soit le tien, car aujourd'hui, nous sommes tous des Palestiniens.
That was a good one.
That was Code Rouge with Horizon.
I like the French lyrics.
Well, I don't think they're just talking in French for the...
Oh, they mean something. I know they mean something.
No, but they're actually French. They're not just doing it because it sounds really good and it's really powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're actually a French. Okay.
Well, you know who's not French?
Yeah.
Bjork.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's from Iceland. And, you know, she's a bit of an anarchist artist, isn't she? She's done a lot of stuff.
I don't know.
She
Tell
had that
me
song
about
Army
it.
Of Me, which...
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know. But she had a song called Declare Independence, which is from her 2008 album Volta. And this song, she has used in a lot of performances to, like, make a statement, like, about Kosovo and about Tibet, which has caused a lot of controversy. So it's a really cool song. She wrote it. It was originally an instrumental track by this guy that she collaborates with called Mark Bell. And he wrote it in, like, 2006 as an instrumental track. And then she wrote a song that goes over the top of it. And the lyrics are dedicated to the Faroe Islands and Greenland, islands which currently are constituent nations within the Kingdom Denmark, as Bjork's home country of Iceland had been. So it's got a lot of personal relevance to her, but it's also a song that can be used in so many different ways, for so many different circumstances. She actually performed it in Tokyo, where she showed her support for Kosovo's declaration of independence. And when her upcoming performance at the 2008 Serbian Exit Festival was cancelled, Bjork suggested that maybe a Serb attended her concert in Tokyo and called home, and therefore the concert in Novi Sad was cancelled. The organisation behind the Exit Festival denied Bjork's allegations that she was cancelled because of the dedication to Kosovo, and it was actually their inability to guarantee the safety of her fans. But, you know, controversy. It's a really good song, so we should listen to it. Declare independence. Don't let them do that to you.
Independence. them do that to you.
Thank you.
hearing from the Fight Club soundtrack tonight, Mark.
I love that movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great.
So how many songs have we heard from that?
Well, we've heard underneath, we've just heard this is the soundtrack, like the score. Just the nice electro beats.
Oh, cool.
From the soundtrack.
I love listening to soundtracks.
Yeah.
Because they, like, stir lots of emotions.
Mm.
I got really into the Edward Scissorhands soundtrack.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You know that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, Titanic. It's a good soundtrack.
Mm. But I'm trying to think of something to say.
Oh.
But at least I thought you'd come up with some other, like, Spice Girls soundtrack or something.
Well, I did love the Spice Girls movie soundtrack, which was just their second album. But that was good, yeah.
Okay, that's enough about that. I feel a bit mean now. But let's talk about something more important. We just heard from Fairhard Bandesh and Flee From War, Our Rights. And Fairhard is a refugee who's on Manus Island at the moment. And we've been hearing from refugees there that it's unsafe. And on the weekend, a drunk local actually came up and attacked them. And there's videos that show the people saying, "We will kill you," and being very aggressive. But once again, Peter Dutton, the immigration minister, has come out again and is accusing the refugees and refugee advocates of lying and making this shit up.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's beyond words. And last night Malcolm Turnbull was on
Q&A,
but I couldn't actually bear to watch it.
I've heard all about it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, before he rolled Tony Abbott to become Prime Minister, he went on Q&A and everyone loved him.
Mm.
He was like, he had good answers to everything. He was really calm and cool and people were like, "We love Malcolm Turnbull."
Mm.
And then he became the Prime Minister and everything went downhill. Finally goes on Q&A again and it's just a really bad spectacle in a bad way.
Yeah, it's time for people
change
to stand up.
And, you know, Peter Dutton, we should call him Peter Mutton.
Mm.
Not even dressed as lamb.
Yeah. A lot of people liken him to a potato.
Yeah, Peter Mutton dressed as Spam.
Mm. Dressed as a terrible human being.
Potato.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So on that note, we're going to get out of here. There's a great show coming up at the Flaming Galah on the 15th, which is...
That's like Friday.
Friday, which is Friday. And Monster Zaku Ensemble are playing with Henge, who are from Planet England. And also our favourite, those acid dudes, are playing. So we're going to hear Here's Your Acid by those acid dudes. And then we'll go out with Chumbawamba and give the anarchist
a cigarette.
And we'll also hear a little promo for a anarchist radio show that's on Channel Zero Network.
We'll be right back. I said,
is a twice-a-month anarchist podcast hosted by North American rap artist Soul. It's a podcast about revolutionary politics from an anarchist perspective. Every month, I interview academics, journalists, revolutionaries, quote-unquote activists, artists, musicians, and really anything that I find interesting. I never got to go to college, so this, I guess, is my cheat sheet. So anybody who wants to learn, you can learn with me. Subscribe in iTunes at tinyurl.com/soulcast and check it out on the Channel Zero Podcast Network.
We are at war!
Albert! Woo! Bobby! Woo! For God's sake, burn it down!
Check out Subversion 1312 online, autonomousactionradio.com, facebook.com/subanarchyshow.
Anarchy_show on Twitter. And on the 4ZZZ website, 4ZZZFM.org.au.
I think that violence can be even applied to the natural environment because we rely upon the natural environment for our survival. But inanimate objects, especially those that are man-made and are used to destroy life, I don't think you can be violent too. I think it's a lot of times more violent to allow them to exist.